Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others.
Okay, so today we're discussing a question that a friend of mine brought up for us, because we're trying to find all these different topics and ideas of what to talk about on the show.
We're getting connected.
We are. And right. So a friend of mine brought up, she said, are there any topics that you should not be talking about in your marriage? Is there something that is taboo you don't want to go to? Should you be able
off
to
limits.
Share everything? Or are there some things that you need to kind of keep to yourself and not bring up?
Yeah, so basically, are there taboo topics in marriage? That's what we're discussing today. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Facebook, right?
Right.
Where we want to engage and connect with everyone there. And we asked the following question. Are there topics or subjects in marriage that a husband and wife should not talk about? And we did get some responses. So we had quite a few mixed reviews, all the way ranging from absolutely everything is should be on the table, nothing is off limits, to those who said that, you know what, there are some things that are taboo that you should not talk about in
your
marriage.
Some people said pretty much everything you should not talk about.
Well, yeah, there's one guy who said, and I think he was saying this to be, you know, in a joking manner, tongue firmly implanted in cheek. Mm-hmm. But he said, the things you should not talk about are child raising methods, religion, politics, sex and finances. And we're like, wow, like if you're not talking about those in marriage, what are you talking about?
You have to talk about the weather all the time. That's all.
Exactly. What kind of relationship is that, right? So another person said, I don't think so. Do you? Like, in other words, saying, yeah, they pretty much believe that there are no topics that are off limits. We had another listener say that we talk about everything. We may not like what we have to say, but 30 years later, I guess it works. It has worked. LOL, which for those who don't know what that means, that's laugh out loud, right? Okay, here's one that had, this is a topic that's taboo, it's off limits, don't go there in conversation with your spouse. They said, and I think this was a woman, she said, your spouse's body, maybe making comments like, hey, you shouldn't eat that, or maybe you should be working out, I think is kind of what she was saying in her comment
like
there.
Yeah, like body image, it sounds like, is they were saying that you should not go to talking about body image or criticizing body image with your spouse. And I think someone else had said maybe not criticizing, but don't ever talk about your spouse's body. Don't talk about body.
Weight, body, those types of
things. Right, weight.
I agree that is a touchy.
It's a very touchy one.
Topic for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Another person said past relationships.
Yeah.
So those relationships, you know, before you met your spouse, I guess all details associated with those relationships, that's taboo, it's off limits, don't go there, don't talk about it.
Yeah, and I think comparing past relationships to new ones, like either good or bad, they don't want any of that.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, comparison breeds discontentment, or I messed it up anyway, forget that.
I don't know that saying.
Another one said, easy. This is the answer to this question is easy. Don't talk about anything that she finds boring or offensive. So in reality, it's trial and error. So I guess if you're not talking about things that are boring or offensive, there's probably going to be some topics that are taboo, off limits there.
Yeah.
And then we had the other person, kind of the final comment here, is that everything is open. You should talk about everything openly with your spouse. So we wanted to, you know, get a sense of where everyone else is coming from on this question before we even started to talk about what we think. And also we wanted to look at, you know, scripturally, does the Bible have anything to say on this topic of, are there any topics that are off limits?
Yeah.
So for the most part, I think the place that we're coming from, Carrie, is that we say, yes, all topics should be open, and that is a part of a healthy connection and relationship.
Okay. So we say, yes, that you can talk about everything, but there is some there's some situations as well. Like, at the same time, yeah, nothing is taboo. Nothing is completely off limits. But there's also some situations when you need to maybe put it on hold or table a topic for a while.
There's guidelines that I think we all need to follow.
Right, right. There's guidelines. And I think that when we were searching the Bible and searching for, scripture that would... we found some really great guidelines there that especially we found some stuff in Proverbs, but also Ephesians was a great book to help guide that whole, the being in unity with one another.
In terms of kind of looking at scripture and what does scripture say, on this specific topic, does scripture offer any guidance or suggestions for us? So we do think that topics should be open. In fact, we think that couples can learn so much about one another in the relationship when there is that openness. We do think that each couple needs to find out kind of what works for them. And I think that having these guidelines to help in that conversation is hugely important. We know that every couple, I haven't met a relationship yet, and I've worked with a lot of couples over the years as a marriage counselor. Every couple is going to have sensitive topics in the relationship.
Right, right.
You know, just those topics that are going to be, they're just going to kind of trigger them, cause hurt, cause pain, maybe cause distance or frustration and anger.
Right. And I think that's what one of our sponsors was coming to, that idea of, well, we don't say anything about things that she thinks is boring or offensive. I think what we would say is that those might be a sensitive topic, but it doesn't mean that you stay away from it. You just have to have the skills in order to go to those topics in a loving fashion. I think that one of the scriptures we saw was... what was the one? I'm not finding it on our paper.
Which one here? The one that talks about how to approach someone in terms of having those sensitivities?
It was speak ahead. The truth in love. Speak the truth of love. So
Right. Being
able to speak the truth in love, talking to your spouse, communicating to them, and being able to talk to them about things that are sensitive, but doing it in a loving way. Because if something is sensitive, the way to heal it is through communication and being able to work through that and helping your partner to feel loved in those sensitive topics.
Absolutely. I think that even in the sensitive topics, there is an opportunity to grow, to learn more about one another, and to make those topics that are not sensitive or that are sensitive no longer sensitive, right? And so Ephesians 4:15 is that scripture that you're talking about where it does say speak the truth in love. And really, a lot of it comes down to how you approach your spouse and how you express what you are wanting to say to them. Is it coming out in a vengeful, hurtful kind of way? Or is it really coming from a place of care and sincerity? And I think, you know, this is where we talk about grace being balanced with truth.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things work hand in hand with one another. I need to be able to speak the truth, right? But I also need to have that grace, and you know, those two pieces working together in tandem with one another. It's how God connects to us and how God relates to us. Even when Jesus confronted, oftentimes he did it in a loving and caring kind of way.
Yeah.
So, in marriage, when we're talking about taboo topics, there is a key point that I think that we kind of came to conclusion to, that when you go into these conversations, what's really important is that you need to have a sense of security and trust in your spouse.
Right, yes.
I think topics become very difficult to discuss or taboo when you don't feel emotionally connected and safe or secure with that person.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think if your spouse and you have a lot of uncomfortable topics, if you're not able to talk about sex, you're not able to talk about child rearing, if you're not able to talk about finances, and all these different topics are taboo to you, and every time you bring them up, our argument, it's not that the topic is bad, it's that you haven't built that connection with your spouse. That connection needs some healing, because it's not necessarily that the problem is that you can't talk about those things. It's that you haven't built that safety.
Exactly, right? So it's about being able to hear what your spouse is saying to you as care versus a criticism.
Right.
Right.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. So to learn about The Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. You would just look up The Connected Life Radio. And then we've also got a website for counseling, Crossroads Counseling Center. And that website is counselingphoenixscottsdale.com.
And so right now we're talking about, or we're discussing, if there are any topics that are taboo within marriage. And we had a lot of different responses from our listeners through Facebook. And I think the conclusion that we're coming to is that the sign of a healthy relationship and the sign of a safe and secure relationship is that you can talk about any topic that may arise within your marriage.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that every topic is going to be easy to talk about.
Absolutely,
and that's a big
not.
Thing. You're not going to find everything easy, and there are going to be raw spots in every relationship. There's always going to be something difficult, but it's finding that security, having a foundation of security with your spouse, and then I think there's also that balancing. Finding a good balance between that brutal honesty, I'm just going to throw up everything that's in my head onto you and then you can deal with it, versus the total avoidance, not ever talking about anything. And you got to find something in between where you're speaking the truth in love. And we were doing a little research. We found a story about the couple that were sitting on the side of the road, and the woman went to counseling, and she says, well, when we're sitting on the side of the road, my husband will see women walk by, and he'll just say, wow, she looks amazing. Look at that girl. She looks great.
Right.
And the wife is like, you know, I just don't want him to be doing that in front of me.
Right.
And it's true.
Looking and then commenting.
Yeah, he's telling his wife, wow, that girl's great. Isn't she beautiful? You know, these kinds of things. And it hurts her to hear him say that. And yeah,
his point was, well, I'm being honest.
Yeah, he thinks that everything that comes into his head, he's got to say out, or else it's a lie.
Right.
But that's not the way it is. Just because some thought goes in your head doesn't mean that you have to confess it to your spouse.
Right. Right. So in that situation, I would say there's kind of two issues going on. One is he's looking at other women.
Yeah.
Right. We got to fix that piece. Right. Two is that he's just expressing this, and he's kind of using this guise of, well, it's true. I'm not lying to you. I'm just expressing whatever I'm feeling in this moment.
Right.
That's not what we're saying. There needs to be some sensitivity right. to how you approach things. In fact, Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear."
Yeah, I think that's a great filter. If you just have that in your head and you think, okay, is what I'm going to say going to build up my spouse or is it going to tear down? And some things, even if your spouse is going to maybe be angry about it, it can still build up your relationship. Because if you're communicating and building a good communication and you're growing together and growing closer, you can be building up each other, even if it's something that they're not going to be happy about hearing.
It's a tough conversation.
Really fast. Right. But there's some things like, you know, telling your wife that that woman over there is hot is not ever going to build her up in any way. Like she does not want to hear from you that you're saying that.
Very hurtful.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not saying that we never need to talk about your spouse about, you know, sexual impurity or things like that. And that you can have a time that you do confess and you need to talk about it. But your spouse does not need to be your number one support in that area.
You're talking about like specifically if one of the spouses is dealing with like a sexual impurity issue.
Yeah, if it was like a lust problem, pornography, sexual impurity.
Right.
You speak to your spouse about it. You confess, and if you're going to deal with that issue,
there's transparency, there's openness, there's honesty, there's nothing that's being hidden, but you have a support group, right?
But yeah, you need a support group.
Right.
You need another man or woman, like your same sex, from your church or from your small group that is there to support you. And in that case, if you have a friend that's willing to support you, you are building them up because they can know that they're helping you. Maybe they have been in the same problem or are having the same problem, and you can support each other. And that is building up, but it's not building up your spouse in that way.
Right, right. So really there's two key points that I think we're identifying here in our conversation today, Carrie, and that's that when you do have that safe and secure connection, you are able to talk about difficult topics and subjects. You're able to receive it as coming from a place of care and concern versus a place of criticism, as the maybe the speaker or the giver of that message, you really have to follow those guidelines of speaking the truth in love, you know, being able to know when is the right time. And a lot of times couples don't engage into these conversations from some of the points that you're talking about, which is they are avoiding what oftentimes turns into conflict or a fight.
Right.
But when you avoid those things, and then it starts to evolve into distance and disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second key point that we're making, is that if there is a topic or a subject that is getting in the way of your closeness and your bond as husband and wife, it absolutely needs to be addressed.
Right.
Those types of conversations cannot be avoided. Because what's going to happen is the distance is going to increase. And then you're going to, you know, be in that place where your relationship is in trouble.
Right. And I think that there's different kinds of conversations you can have. Like, for instance, if you're going to if your spouse is very sensitive about hearing about your past relationships, then you still have the freedom to talk about those things when it's an important topic, when you need to come up and say, like, all right, here's some issues, and I want to make sure you're feeling safe and you're feeling like you're number one and that you know that I love you. And, you know, that's something that you can talk about, but it's maybe not something you joke about. You maybe don't make comments that are trying to make fun of or to bring up the last relationships to cause jealousy or to laugh and be light of it, because in that case you're not being sensitive to your spouse's their wounds.
Right.
And
those vulnerabilities.
Right, those vulnerabilities. And you need to be aware of your spouse's vulnerabilities.
And that goes back to safety.
Yeah.
If I feel safe with you and I know that I can enter into a difficult conversation with you. And even though it may get heated, but we're still, our sense of closeness and love for one another is not affected,
mm-hmm.
right? We have an anchor that is holding us calm and still through the storm.
Right.
I can go there with you.
Right.
It's when I don't have that anchor that these conversations get avoided. There's a lot of fear associated with talking about these, going into a topic that's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And we just avoid them.
Right.
So, and what happens is when we go into these topics, if they're getting in the way of closeness and connection, once we go into them and we process them, they're done with.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the past. It's not a vulnerability, anymore. Right. And so we're able to move past the hurt and into a place of feeling even more safe and more secure. So it's really a good thing. So I want to transition a little bit because it's still not too late for couples who may be interested in our marriage retreat that's coming up March 20th and 21st. And we talked about this last week, and we're talking about it right now. And if something that we said maybe resonated with you, if maybe in your relationship it feels like there's a lot of minefields that you're navigating through, it doesn't feel like there's a sense of safety and connection,
right.
Then the marriage retreat is an opportunity for you and your husband or for you and your wife to really walk into this with a guide, which would be us.
Yeah, that would be great to be, if you do have a lot of taboo topics, you could grab one and bring it with you and say, okay, this is something we need to talk about, but we have a really hard time doing it without it escalating.
Right.
So help us.
Getting stuck, right?
Right, and getting stuck into mm-hmm. the cycle. So help us to walk through this topic and be there to help us not get stuck in this cycle while we're there. So that's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And so the retreat is on the 20th and the 21st. If you are interested, you know, spots do fill up fast. There are some openings still available. You can call us at 623-680-3486. It takes place in Carefree. The nice thing is that it's very local. So if you do live in the Valley and you want to attend for the day and then go home for the evening and then come back on the second day, which is the Friday and the Saturday, you could easily do that. There may be availability in terms of rooms. You would just have to call and find out. Again, the number is 623-680-3486. If you're not able to make the retreat, don't fret. We do have those coming up in the future, and we'll talk about that in later shows. But we also have a Wednesday night couple seminar that's occurring on March 18th. And this is like a weekly event instead of a two-day kind of intensive experience. This is 7 weeks long. We meet from 6:30 to 8, and it's in our Scottsdale location. And again, if you're interested in either one of these events, if you're struggling in your relationship with those kind of sensitive taboo topics, then we can help. Give us a call at 623-680-3486 or visit us on the web at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, and maybe you can tell them how they can connect with us on Facebook.
Sure. So to connect with the Connected Life Radio or contact us, you can visit our Facebook page. It is www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you or someone you know is looking for counseling, there's the website again, counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. And our number is 623-680-3486.
And so we would love to hear from you guys. We're excited to connect with you. And as always, we want to remind you to get connected and stay connected.